Let me hold it. Just for a moment.
No.
But it's mine. I found it. Give it to me.
No, Bilbo.
My birthday present. Thief. We've lost it. My precious. It's gone. Gone.
Bilbo. Gone. Bilbo. No.
I understand now. Put it away. I'm sorry. Sorry you have to come in for this burden. I'm sorry about everything. Don't adventures ever have an end? I suppose not. Someone else always has to carry on the story. But don't let's worry about it now. Let's have some real news. Tell me all about the Shire.
Well, it's so difficult to know where to begin. But here's Strider.
Strider? I never heard him called that before. He's Durnadan.
They call me Strider in Bree, and that is how I was introduced to him. But are you fully recovered, Frodo? Gandalf told me you were on your feet again.
Yes, a little thinner perhaps, but my arm is healed.
But where have you been, my friend? Why haven't you at the feast?
Often I have to put mirth aside. There were tidings out of the wild that concerned me.
Lady Arwen was there.
So I have been told. Now that I have seen Frodo's recovery with my own eyes, I am going to find her. Until tomorrow, at the Great Council.
Yes. Bilbo, why do you call him Dúnadan?
The Dúnadan. I thought you knew enough Elvish, at least to know Dúnadan. Man of the West. Númenórean.
Ah. And Arwen, who is she?
Well, the Lady Arwen. Well, surely you saw her at the feast.
There was one lady. She sat alone under a great canopy. I had never believed such loveliness could exist on Earth. And she...
She is loved by Aragorn.
I see. But who is she?
She is the daughter of Elrond and Celebrion. And like all of her line, she had the life of Eldar. For many hundred years, she dwelt in Lorien in contentment before she met Aragorn, or Strider, as you call him. To marry him, she must renounce her immortality. And her father, Elrond, had decreed that she shall not be the bride of any man less than king of both Gondor and Arnor.
Strider become a king?
Well, it's not so remote a possibility as you might imagine.
Mr. Baggins.
Ah, well, what is it, Sam?
I've come for Mr. Frodo, sir, begging your pardon. He only got up today for the first time, and there's a council meeting early tomorrow.
Yes.
Right, Sam, right. Good night, Frodo.
Good night.
I'll take a walk, I think, and look at the stars of Elbereth in the garden. Sleep well.
Welcome. Come, Frodo. Sit here by my side. Here, my friends, is the hobbit Frodo, son of Drogo. Few have ever come hither through greater peril or on an errand more urgent. Frodo, Strider and Glorfindel are already well known to you. This is Gimli, son of Glóin of the Dwarves, who was comrade to Bilbo in the quest for Smaug's treasure hoard. And this is Legolas, son of Thranduil, the king of the elves of northern Mirkwood.
Honored to meet you.
And this is Boromir, a man from the south.
Yes.
He arrived in the grey morning and seeks for counsel. I have bidden him be present, for here his questions will be answered. So, we are all met, and there is much for us to debate, and each has something to tell. Gimli, son of Glóin, speak first.
I have come hither for counsel, for my people are deeply troubled. It's now nearly a year since a messenger came in the night to my father. He came from Mordor.
The Lord Sauron the Great desires your friendship. Rings he will give for it, such as he gave of old. But he needs news from you. News of the creatures called hobbits. For one of these was known to you on a time. Find this hobbit thief, and get from him, willing or no, a little ring. The least of rings that once he stole. It is but a trifle that Sauron fancies. Find it, and the three rings that the dwarf sires possessed of old shall be returned to you. And Moria, the realm of your fathers, shall be yours forever.
Twice the messenger has returned and gone unanswered. The third and last time is to come before the ending of the year. And so I have been sent by my father to crave the advice of Elrond.
You have done well to come. You will learn that your trouble is but part of the trouble of all the Western world. The ring. What shall we do with the ring? The least of rings, the trifle that Sauron fancies. First, so that all may understand what is the peril, the tale of the ring shall be told from the beginning even to this present. And I will begin this tale, though others shall end it.
A part of this tale was known to some there, but the full tale was known to none. It was a long tale, full of deeds great and terrible. And the sun rode up the sky, and morning was past ere Elrond ceased.
So this is what became of the ring. Isildur took it. That is tidings indeed.
Isildur took it, Boromir, as should not have been. It should have been cast then into Orodruin's fire, where it was made. But Isildur would not listen to our counsel. But soon he was betrayed by it to his death. And so it is named in the north Isildur's Bane.
But what of Sauron?
His power was diminished, but not destroyed. His ring was lost, but not unmade. The race of Numenor decayed, and only Gondor endured.
Give me leave, Master Elrond, to speak of Gondor, for I am the son of Denethor, steward of Gondor, who holds the citadel of Minas Tirith until the king shall return. We are hard beset by the enemy, whose power grows ever mightier. Only the river now lies between us and the dark powers of Mordor. Those who shelter behind us give much praise, but little help. Only from Rohan now will any men ride to us when we call. In this evil hour I have come on an errand over many dangerous leagues to Elrond. I come not for allies, but for wisdom, counsel, and the unravelling of hard words.